We are learning Mishnah's Erevin, Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah Lamed Beis Amid Beis. So we're starting a new Mishnah. In the Mishnah it says, we read the Mishnah, and like Rashi says on the Mishnah, that everything is a farish of a Gemara. So we'll just touch the Mishnah the words, but to understand that we have to see the Gemara. Nostu be'ilon l'may l'ma asara t'vachim. The halacha is when you make an Erev Techumim, you put down your, let's say, chalas there, whatever food you put down, that becomes your makum shvisa. That becomes your place, your new place. And from there, just like every person, he gets 2,000 amos from his place in each direction. So if he's in one city, and then he can't walk to the next city because it's too far away, so you can put his Erev further away, 2,000 amos away from himself, and that becomes new makum. And if that place is within 2,000 amos of the new city, it's good. So he puts down his Erev, that becomes Makom Shvisa. Now the Makom Shvisa has to be in the place where the Erev is. So it says in the Mishnah, Nostu be'ilon l'mayla ma'asara t'vachim. You put it in a tree above asara t'vachim. Ain't a ruva Erev, it's not an Erev. And we'll see why in the Gemara. L'mata ma'asara t'vachim. You put it in a tree below asara t'vachim. A ruva Erev, here's a good Erev. Nostu be'bar. You put it in a pit that's full of omek me'ama, a ruva Erev. You put it into a pit even 100 amas deep. Then the halacha is that it is an Erev. So we have to explain this Mishnah. Why have you put it above 10 Tvachim? It's not an Erev, less than 10 Tvachim. It is an Erev. What's going on here? So the Gemara is going to explain. Yosef, Rabbi Chia, Ba'aba, Rab Asi, Rab Reva, Rab Bar Nosson, Yosef, Rab Nachman, Gabayu. So we have here Rabbi Chia, Ba'aba, Rab Asi, and Rav are all sitting next to Rab Nachman, Ba'yasi, Ka'amri. And they've all said over, we're learning up Pshat in this Mishnah. What's Pshat in this Mishnah? Hi Elon, the Koyi Hecha. Where is Elon standing? This Elon was 10 Tvachim high, let's say, and 4 Tvachim wide. So Elon in the Koyim Shishi Yachid, if the Elon is in Shishi Yachid, Mali Lamaila, Mali Lamata. What's the difference if it's above 10 Tvachim, lower than 10 Tvachim, Shishi Yachid, Oila Adarkiya? The loch is that Shishi Yachid, from the floor to the sky, is all Shishi Yachid. So anywhere you put it in this on the tree, you're always in Shishi Yachid. They have no issues whatsoever. So what's the case? Velo the Koyi, which is a Rabbin. This tree is sitting in Rosh Hashanah. And if the tree, if it was 4 Tvachim wide, and the halacha is something that's 10 Tvachim high, and 4 Tvachim wide becomes a Rosh Hashanah. So a tree is standing in Rosh Hashanah. The Skavon Lishbois Hecha. Where do you want to be Shavis? Ilem is Skavon Lishbois Lamaila. Then if you are trying to be Shavis Lamaila above 10 Tvachim, you say, my Malka Shavis is on the tree above 10 Tvachim. So then why does our Mishnah say it's not an Erev? Everything is good then, because he and his Erev is in one place. His Shvisa is above 10 Tvachim. He could take the Erev and eat it, because he's above 10 Tvachim, and the Erev is above 10 Tvachim. Everything is in Shvisa Yachid, so he could take the Erev and eat it. So what's the problem? Ella, our Mishnah that says, L'mayla ma'asara is a problem. Ella, the case is, the Neskavan Lishbois Lamata. His Kavana is to make a Shvisa below the tree, on the floor, on the shirabim, under the tree, in the shady part, under the tree. And the halacha is, if it's l'mayla ma'asara, so then he can't, it's not an Erev, you know why? Because he can't bring the Erev from the shishiyacha to the shirabim. So where his makam shvis is, it's not possible to get the Erev. So it's not accessible, his Erev. And therefore, it's a bakus of shishiyacha, he can't carry the shishiyacha shirabim, it's the raisa. And therefore, he won't be an Erev. But if it's the Matam Asara, he could bring the Erev to himself. Are you going to ask me, the halacha is, that anything that's wide 4 Tvachim, and between 3 Tvachim and 10 Tvachim, is a Karmelos. So you're not carrying a Karmelos Rabbim either. So the Gemara is going to answer something, I'll answer this also. Rashi says the Gemara could have asked this Kasha. That had he carried from Karmelos. The Matam Asara is a Karmelos also. Had he carried from that Shirabim? The Gemara will talk about that. But Kapanam was saying now is like this. It's in Rosh Hashirabim, it's Rosh Hashiyachid. L'mayla Ma'asara, it can't be good. Why? Because my Makos Shvisa is in the bottom, and that's Rosh Hashiyachid, I can't carry it from there to there. But if it's the Matam Asara, it's a Karmelos, I could carry it. Pray to Gemara, Akasha. Gemara could have asked, I Karmelos, Gemara is different Kasha. How could it be a good Erev? But Kamashtamas Bilam. The halacha is, then you now take something off a tree on Shabbos. It's called Mishtamas Bilam. You now use a tree on Shabbos, like Zeri might cut off a branch, so you can't take it, so you still can't take the Erev off. It's still not accessible because it's in our Elon. So tomorrow, I'll tell you the so I'm the Koyev Shirabim, but the Skavan Lishbos Lamata. Same thing we're saying. Shirabim Skavan Lamata. I, the Kasha, that even Mishtamas Bilam, we're going to the Rebbe, the Rebbe he. And Rebbe's Shita is the Omar called Dova Shum Shvos, Le Gozel Venash Moshes. Rebbe's Shita is, Anything that's a darabon and iser, you're allowed to do bein hashmashos. And when is the erev chal? Bein hashmashos. That's when erev chal. Bein hashmashos means in the twilight between Friday and Shabbos. That's when erev is chal. And at that time, even now do malacha. Rabbi says a darabon, you're allowed to do. We're in guys a darabon on shvos. So stam shbil is only on shvos. And therefore, it's considered a good erev when it's lamata. My lamasara is rosh hashiachid is the raisa. You can't do that. That's not good erev. Lamata masara is only a shalom. Stam shbil on is darabon, you're allowed to do it. I the kasha we asked the karmelis. Teretz is karmelis also a shvos. Karmelis also darabonon. So therefore, it's no problem as a karmelis either because it's a shvos and legos a shvos ben hashmashos. That's what Rashi explains. So what do you see from here? Actually, you see from here, even though there's two shvosim, get this erev. You have to be over two darabonons. First of all, mustamish bilam. Second of all, karmelis shiachin. Still, ben hashmashos led to two shvosim, which is a chiddush. There's a rikveig about this on naflamet hey. And other mafarshim they talk about this. You see from here, might you remember this, that two shvusim can do ben hashmashos. The biggest side, they can do two shvusim ben hashmashos. That's the biggest side. Back upon him, we have very good pshat in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Nostu b'ilah l'mayla ma'asara talking ruvayim. What's the case of tree and shiravim? L'mayla is to shuziyachid, you can't do it. L'mata is mutter because it's only a karmelis and shvus you're allowed to do, and also even shtamash b'ilah, it's only a shvus, and therefore it can be considered your erev is your place because it's accessible. So Rav Nachman heard this pshat, they were telling over this pshat to him, Omer Rav Nachman, Yasha, ah, beautiful pshat, I like that pshat. V'chein Omer Shmuel, he says, Shmuel also should say that pshat. Omer Lay, so as Tamidim said, Pasrisu Bei Kuli Hai, you really said such a pshat like that? So Frank the Gemara on them, Inu Nami Hachka Bar Shari Bei, they just said that pshat, what's like Bekasha? Ela Hachka Amalu, Kavisla Bei Gemara, this pshat, did you like certify it? This is a pshat, you put it in your Gemara already, this is a pasuk pshat? I'm like, yeah, this is the pshat. It's for Nami Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Hacha, be Ilon, Oimed, B'Shiravim, Askinon. Our Mishnah is talking about an Ilon that's standing with Shiravim, Gavoya, Asara, it's 10 Tvachim high, Barach of Abba, 4 Tvachim wide, Veneskavin, Lishbois, Lamata. And your Kavanah is to be Shavis, Lamata. And again, how we explain that Lamayla, Masara, is Shiachad, he can't carry, and it's not accessible. Lamata, Masara, it is accessible. For Rebbe, Dom, Kodovish, Mishmos, Legozo, and Ashmoshus, Item, Stamish, Bilon, and Karmelis, the Gonko, the Rebbe, the Legozo, Mishmos, Bein Hashmashos. So the Gemara, is going to come over a big chiddush. And this will change pshat in the Mishnah now, a little bit. The same pshat, but we're going to change our picture of the Mishnah. Amar Rava, lo yishanu, this whole halacha that we're saying that it's a problem, it's a maila ma'asara, is only, ela be'ilon o'imet chutz le'ibura shel ir. Only if the tree is not in the ibur shel ir. The case here was, you're trying to go from, let's say, for example, the cities are not a problem of Erev and Meir, but it's just a case. Let's just, for example, you're going from, let's say, Lakewood to Brick to Asbury Park, just for example. So you put the Erev in Brick in order to walk to Asbury Park, even though it's here in the real life it's more than 2,000 miles. Just give you an example. So you put the Erev in the city of Brick in order to get to Asbury Park. From Lakewood to Asbury Park is too far. But you're putting the city in Brick in order to get to Asbury Park, because that gives you 2,000 amas in each direction more. So if you put it in the city, then it's a different halacha. And not only in the city, in the Ibura Shalir. Ibura Shalir is that we have a city, so usually a city has a tzura, has a picture, has a shape. The Ibura Shalir is anything within 70 amas of a city is considered part of the city. So sometimes you have a shape of a city, then sticking out of a city is a house that's within 140 feet of the house, of the city. That's also part of the city. Now, like Rashi explains, if you put the Erev in a city, he says the city has a mechitza, has a wall, and the city is command the mal yadami. The city is like it's filled up. We look at it, ki'ilu, if you're being shavus in the bottom, you're being shavus on the top also. It's like, that's what it's like, because the city is like it's full to the top. It like goes up. So, and even the Bura Shair, the Gemara's being Mechadish, it's also considered part of the city of the Gabidah, the Gabidah being full. Even though there's no Mechitza around that, that's considered part of the city that's a Muslim on the Ma'idam. If it's Muslim on the Ma'idam, if it's filled up, then it comes out, even if I say my Shvis is on the bottom, my Shvis is really on the top. So even though the Erev is above Yud Tvachim, and it's in the Shishi Yachid, since my Shvis is higher up, therefore I'm in the same place as my Erev. Even though I can't really carry from Shishi Yachid to Shishi Rabim still, it doesn't help me in Hilchas Haitzah that it's accessible, but since my Shvisa is Kilo on top, that would be enough. That's what Shmuel is telling us. Now let's read it inside. This is true only if the Elon, where I made my Makam Shvisa, where I made my Erev, is out of the Yiburah Shal'ir. But if this tree is in the Yibur Shalir, afilu amayla ma'asara, then even if you put the Erev above Asara, which you said is not accessible, it's not a good Erev, harei the Erev. It's a good Erev. Why? The Masa command the Ma'ayadam. You look at the city, ki'ilu it's full, and therefore it's ki'ilu you are being shayvis l'mayla. It's a big chiddush. It's a very interesting idea, very interesting concept. But Masa command the Ma'ayadam is ki'ilu I'm being shayvis on top, even though I can't, practically speaking, carry from there. Because the Ma'ayis Amish Rav, that's for Shayachar, but look at the ki'ilu, my shvisa, my makkah, and my place is higher up. Yehachi freit the Gemara, I can say this every time. You know why? Because every time you make an Erev, your Dal Amis is considered like your city, and then you get 2,000 Amis out of your Dal Amis. So your Dal Amis is like a city. So any place I put my Erev, they let that Dal Amis go up to the top, because that's like my city. It's like a Shizyachid. Not really a Shizyachid, but like a Shizyachid. So every time, every tree above a Sarat Vacham should be good. Why? Because always my Shvisa looks like it goes up because I have four Amis. And that's a kasha comes out that the Armisha says that Lamayla Masar is no good. Why? Because he says Shizyachid to Rishirabim. It's not a problem because I get my Dal Amis up. So Gemara says, you're right. When you make a picture of our Mishnah, you have to change the picture. The tree is not going straight up. The tree is going sideways out of your four amas. Chus la'arba amas eskinon. V'neskaven lishbais be'ikroi. You have kavana to be shayvis by the trunk of the tree, which is in Rosh Hashanah. And the tree goes sideways. So it says, if it's a ma'ilam asar tfachim, so then that's Mishnah Yachid, you're in Shirabim, and it's out of your four amas, therefore it's not in your makam shvisa. But if it's a matam asara, so then it's good. If it's matam asara, you're going to ask me, it's out of my four amas. So now I can't carry four amas Shirabim. Zog Rashi, you go pachos, pachos, dal amas. You'll carry it pachos, pachos, dal amas. It's only the Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon is like I do when I shvashes. You're going to go pachos, pachos, dal amas. But Rosh Hashanah, again, you can't bring it to my Rishos. So if it's a mile of my Asara to Rosh Hashanah, and it's not in my dal amas, it's a problem. But if it's less than 10 tfachim, so it's only a karmelis, and I can do pachos, pachos, dal amas, only the Rabbanon, I can bring it to my Rishos. Well, so Vemara has a kasha that if it's going out sideways, so how is it possible to have lamata on the same tree? It's going sideways. There's no lamata. There's two different types of trees. Don't say lamata. Just say im gavoya asar tachim. Yeah, no, lamata. Same. The same tree has a mile and a mata. So lamata. The hod zakif. The tree goes out horizontally out of the four amas, and then it goes up vertically. All of a sudden, it turns up vertically. The tree. So there depends where you put it. You put a lamata. Then I can bring it in. Put a lamaila, it's above Zar Tachim, which is Yachid. That's the case. The Hadazakim, Frey Tigmar Akasha, Vayiboy Maisla Derech Alof. I still have a way I can bring it to me like this. I'll bring it from the Rosh Yachid and keep it the whole time above Yud Tvachim, above the branch, and I'll bring it to my Makam Dal Amis and leave it above Rosh Yachid, and now it's in my Dal Amis. And we said, in my Dal Amis, my Shvisa goes up. So why can't I bring it from out of there over Rosh Yachid? Derech Alav, and bring it here. And for the Gemara, it can't be. You know why? This branch that's sticking out was 9 tefachim high, and Kesharab Mekasm Alav. The Sharab people used it as a place to put down packages. Ugedula, Domula, Oma Tesharabim, a 9 tefachim high Oma Tesharabim, Rab Mekasm Alav, and the Rab used it as a shelf. They used it to keep things there to rest. The halacha is, that's Rosh Hashanah. V'zorak, you threw from Rosh Hashanah, v'nochal gabav, you are chayiv, al Rosh Hashanah. So now, there's no way I can bring that thing from Rosh Hashanah to my Dal Amis, and therefore it won't be a makam shvisa. I just want to speak out one thing, that what I was saying, that if it's a matah ma'asara tfachim, since I can bring a pachas pachas Dal Amis, so then it's a good Erev. So I have an idea now. I can make my makam shvisa 2,000 Amis away, leave my bread 2,000 amos away near my house. I can bring a pachas, pachas, dal amos. You can't do something small. So what do you have to bring Erev anymore? I have nothing to bring Erev anymore. Zokter Ritva, that's not true. Because you need huveruv makamecha. Here you have a tree by your makam shvisa. The tree goes out that way and the Erev's on the tree. The tree is a connector that's called a one place. The problem was it wasn't accessible. It wasn't accessible because that's not a good Erev. So once you say I can move it, pachas, dal amos accessible. But the Erev got to be some shaykhis like Makam Shvisa. Here it's on the same tree, therefore it has a connection and it's in the Makam Shvisa. So, Akapana, when you learn this Mishnah, You know, if someone's learning Mishnayis for Zechen Ishba someone, so you have to know, you read the Mishnah, what's the case? So you got to know Mishnayis Erev. You know the case is, the tree is not straight. The tree goes out of your 4 amos, then it goes back up. If it's above a 10 Tvachim, then it's Mishnayis Yachid, can't bring it in. If it's below 10 Tvachim, you could bring it in. Because if it's in Yimakam Dal Amos, it's always a good Erev, according to Rava. It's a Meredik, a Doichik, and a whole new Pshat in our Mishnah, a Pasha Pshat in our Mishnah.